And today, President Trump said that the proposed summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un may not work out for June 12th. The remark came in conversation with reporters as Trump began a meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Trump went on to say,
The big topic will be Singapore and the meeting, see what happens, whether or not it happens. If it does, that'll be great. It'll be a great thing for North Korea. And if it doesn't, that's okay, too. Whatever it is, it is.
North Korea had threatened to cancel the talks altogether, and today the country's state-run media slammed the ongoing joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises. But North Korea is also dismantling a nuclear test site in view of hand-picked international observers and journalists. Let's bring in NPR White House reporter Ayesha Roscoe. Hi, Ayesha.
Hello, Robin.
So was this a surprise? I mean, where are we with these talks?
The U.S. was proceeding as though the talks would take place, but here you have President Trump kind of casting doubt on that. And today he did say something different in the Oval Office. He said the U.S. has some conditions, and if they're not met, then there won't be a meeting with North Korea. He didn't say what those conditions were, but before the White House had been saying basically if North Korea wants to meet, we'll meet. If they don't, they don't. Kind of laying the onus on North Korea. But that seemed to change today.
Yeah, well, North Korea, as we know, is very angry. Officials there heard National Security Advisor John Bolton say that North Korea would be the Libyan model. That's how they'd give up their nuclear weapons. Libya, of course, did give up its nuclear program, but then the U.S. helped overthrow its leader, Gaddafi. But also, people have been saying for a long time that the two sides, the U.S. and North Korea, have completely different visions of what might happen here. The North has always said it won't give up its program, and the U.S. has said it has to.
Well, and that's part of the issue here is what exactly they hope to get out of this meeting. The U.S. wants full denuclearization of North Korea, and they want that to be verified. North Korea has said they're not going to give in to one-sided demands on giving up their nuclear weapons. The question is there some type of compromise or something that could be reached? Are there maybe intermittent steps that North Korea could take that could then lead to the U.S. easing of some of their economic sanctions? Right now, the U.S. hasn't really expressed any openness to that.
Yeah. Well, Moon Jae-in, the South Korean leader, was one of the first to say that President Trump deserved the Nobel Peace Prize when the possible meeting was first announced. But some Korea watchers are saying that was just a ploy to get Trump to the table. Robert E. Kelly, Korea expert, says that Moon and his government overstated North Korea's willingness to deal, and that President Moon might be getting an earful today in this meeting. What do we know about what's happening between the two men?
Well, President Trump says they have a good relationship. Obviously, Moon has had very nice things to say about President Trump, and some can argue that that's part of trying to get Trump to cooperate and to go ahead and be more, I guess, and be more open to speaking with North Korea. I think what is very clear is that South Korea was concerned when we got to the point in where President Trump was threatening to rain down fire and fury on North Korea, and they don't want to be back at that point. Yeah. So they're going to try to see if they can get this meeting to go ahead.
What's going on within the Trump administration when it comes to North Korea and how to proceed? Is everyone on the same page? What's going on?
Well, it seems like they're mostly on the same page. President Trump brought in John Bolton as his national security advisor and his new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, because he felt like they had more agreement on these types of issues. But of course, when it came to this issue of the quote unquote Libya model and using that for these North Korea negotiations, President Trump did kind of undermine John Bolton and said that he wasn't looking at pursuing a Libya-style negotiation with North Korea, mm-hmm. and that he would be protecting, that North Korea would get protections if they agreed to a deal, and that Kim would be able to stay in charge of North Korea. Now, it's not clear that Bolton was really trying to say that they were going to get rid of Kim, right, when he was talking about the Libya model. He was just talking more that there would need to be full denuclearization for North Korea to get some type of aid or help or easing of sanctions.
Well, even complete and total North Korean nuclear disarmament, which you just described, is something that the North Koreans are saying they will not do. So we have 30 seconds here. What happens now?
Well, now now President Trump and South Korea's President Moon will be talking and trying to figure out how they can move forward. And the U.S. is going to have to decide what's in it for them. Do they want to take the risk of this meeting or do they think they can get something good out of it?
NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe, thank you.
Thank you.